Hello, this is our first podcast for How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff. I'm Taylor Thomas.
I'm Anthony Bess.
And I'm Jamie Murphy.
To start, we're going to talk about the introduction.
So the introduction is about how statistics can be misleading and give false information. Averages, relationships, trends, and graphs are not always what they seem.
This quote basically explains how, in the world we live in today, a second look in deeper into what we're shown as official or legitimate research is really just like picked bias in order to make people believe a certain thing.
So in chapter one, the sample space with the built-in bias, it basically talks about how you can sway your results using the people that you surveyed. Some things that the book talks about is how you can choose different people to have a set outcome because you already know the answer. Or if you hand out a survey, some people don't answer the survey truthfully, or they just throw it out, so you don't have the exact amount of people that you wanted to survey.
This chapter also touches on how when you try to find a perfect sample size, it's really impossible because of the different, you know, just random occurrences that happen in the world that keep you from having a legitimate mix of, you know, all types of people or all types of, you know, whatever you're trying to find information on. For example, Daryl Huff says, the purely random sample is the only kind that can be examined with entire confidence by means of statistical theory, but it's so difficult and expensive to obtain for many uses that sheer cost eliminates. So in the world, a more useful sample is called the stratified sample, which sort of narrows down the general topic or target group.
So chapter two, the well-chosen average, is basically about mean, median, mode, and different averages and what they all really mean. One quote from this chapter is, if you read that the average height of the man of some group of people is only 5 feet, you get a fairly good idea of the stature of these people. You don't have to ask whether that average is a mean, median, or mode. It would come out about the same.
So the book talks about how you need to choose the average that fits the data the best, not the average that contorts to your preferences about what you think about the topic you're surveying.
So what you typically see is in surveys, they'll choose the average that makes their data sound the best or contorts to what they're trying to make people believe. The example in the book is how, you know, if the CEO wanted to make his business seem really good, then he'll show the average wage, which is most likely higher than the mode, which, you know, usually most workers would be making anyway.
Thank you for listening to our first podcast.